SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. If you want the go for the 2-5 diamond triple star platinum play of the weekend, call in and ask Joe for it. I'm sure that he will oblige. As we are rocking with you here on a Friday night, taking you into the weekend, the first real football Friday of the Carver and Lisi season. I know last week there was a full weekend of college football. I get it. But, and that's all that Joe really cares about, but now you get the real deal. A college Saturday, an NFL Sunday. It's all here, and it's all right in front of us. And tonight on Carver and Lisi, we, of course, will look at all the games. We will have our picks for both NFL and college this weekend.
Can't wait.
A lot to do. And we got live college football going right now as we have a snoozer at the bounce house between UCF and Louisville, which is just an absolute dead under right now, which makes everybody unhappy. And Boise with a 7-0 lead in Albuquerque over the Lobos. Is that one also a bit of a snoozer? But Joe Lisi does not mind that. Mike Carver with you along with the Encyclopedia of College Football. Go for the 2, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you? Guess what? Now, I got both quarterbacks rushing total in this prop. They both get sacked. John Rhys Plumlee's a yard under his total now. This is incredible, and Malik Cunningham just gets sacked. Because sacks count as obviously running plays in college. So here we go.
Which is nonsense. Nonsense.
This is it with the prop bets. It's all right. I'm locked and loaded on the weekend. Whatever happens, happens. Listen, in this game. I'm on New Mexico. I took the unis tonight.
When all this started 2 years ago, Joe, and they had all these props for college players, and I started playing a couple of those quarterback rushing ones, and I got burned on a few because of what you're talking about, I swore them off for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I can't. Malik. I refuse to play them because it's absolutely asinine that
they
take the – well, there goes. How's Cunningham doing now,
43,
Joe?
43 yards. Bam!
How's he doing on that one?
Bam! Come on, John Rhys. Come on. We got some points. Punts. Let's go. Yeah. Carver, I don't want any negativity. I don't care if the wife was on your ass all day. I don't care if the babies were up and kept you up till 7 o'clock in the morning and you had to go on air at 7:15. Get the negativity out. Negativity be gone. Negativity be gone. I'll be the Tony Robbins of the show. I don't want any negative vibes heading into 12 o'clock Saturday, okay? Promise me. Get it out of your system now. Punch yourself.
Well, we can get it out a lot faster if they scored a few more points in this Louisville UCF game. Then we'd really be able to get things right.
We got two of the most dynamic quarterbacks. One in the AAC and one in the in obviously the ACC. Let them ride, baby. Let them roll. That's it.
Let me ask you another one. Who's got this this dopey Boise game on? Who's carrying that game?
I don't know. It's a great question. I don't know. I have it on the
Where's this game on?
I don't know.
Carver and Lisi, welcoming all of our radio affiliates here with you. Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us on a Friday night as we head into the weekend. 17-14 now. Louisville leads UCF. A pick'em game now, Joe, on the spread pretty much. Back at minus 115 Louisville, minus 111 UCF. 48.5 now the total. That is well below what I have. 61.5. So I need some work.
Did you see this, Carver? Dak Prescott to play despite ankle soreness.
Yeah.
So that you were giving me problems about the Tampa Bay teaser.
I was not. Well, look. He says he's fine. It is kind of, you know, whatever. He's playing in the game, Joe. Let's stop.
He's not 100%. No
he's
RPOs, maybe. Maybe no RPOs.
Listen, he's the bigger problem he's going to have. He's got to worry about running for his life with what he's going to be having in front of him with the offensive line, Joe. That's what he needs to worry about. That's for sure.
I can't even get there. We got about 146 games before that
happened. That's the last game on Sunday night. We got probably more than that combined between Saturday and Sunday. So, Joe, tonight we will roll through as many as we can. We're going to preview all the big college games. We'll talk about as many as we can. We'll give our picks for college. We'll go through all the NFL games with a thought, and then we'll give our pick for the NFL. So, honestly, Joe, we're pretty slammed even without all the live stuff going on, to be fair.
Yeah, no, we're
pretty
not slammed,
slammed even with that.
We're getting injury reports coming out and this 10 coming
nothing,
out.
10-0 Boise now as the in-game line moves to 19.5.
They scored. They scored.
10-0. A field goal. Field goal, Joe. So, did Stan just strike out? Did I just see that? Stanton strike out there, or is he still up? Man, the Yankees stink. They get this guy Rasmussen just dominating them tonight. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Start rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you. SportsGrid Radio, 844-843-6879. They've reached the end of the third quarter, Joe, at the bounce house. Not bouncing right now. Louisville leads 17-14. You can get UCF plus the 3.5 right now with some heavy juice. 47.5 the total with 31 on the board. Boise leads New Mexico 10-0. That is in the latter stages, or about just past halfway marker of the second quarter, Joe. A couple of things quickly in baseball. I know you were looking for an over tonight. I'm guessing you didn't play the Arizona-Colorado one, right? I'm sure you weren't in on that.
Which I played the one that I gave out, the Boston-Baltimore, but I took it. I doubled the meat. I took it at 8.5 and 6.5.
Well, it's 3-2 right now.
Right, so I need 3-3. I could at least get half the money back. Top eight.
They're in the top of the fifth in Denver in that game. It's 10-8 Arizona. So Colorado had a 5-run fourth inning that gave them a 8-1 lead. And Arizona's responded with a 9 spot in the top of the fifth. 9 runs in the top of the fifth. Jesus. What's the
now
what's
Tigers break out. Look at this.
Yeah, Tigers
game.
Broke out tonight, too. They scored a bunch of runs against
Kansas. It's amazing. Isn't it amazing, though? Like, you're zigging when you should be zagging. If a couple of the listeners asked about the total in the baseball game, so I put one in. Outside of that, I'm just locked in on the World Series. That's all I care about. I can't even entertain totals. Meaning, like, I got the Atlanta Braves bet. Outside of that, I'm checked out of baseball. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm being honest. Wow. Like, you know, my sole focus is my wheelhouse, college football and NFL. That's it.
Well, when the playoffs start, Joe, we're going to have to get in the mix a little bit more here.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be rooting for the Braves, you know.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know, let's just
So with 18 on the board in the fifth, the live total's 23.
18 on the board. What inning?
They're going to the bottom of the fifth. Halfway done, and they've got 18 on the board. And they live
history would say you jump on that over. They're extending it too much to make you giving you too much under room.
Here's what I'm going to do, Joe.
Yeah,
I'm going to take the over 23.
I like it. I like it.
And I'm gonna put it with
the golf.
No golf right now. President's Cup, a couple weeks. I'm going to put it with UCF to come back and win on the money line, plus 172. What do you think about that? I don't like it.
I don't like it.
You think Louisville's going to win tonight, huh? You think Louisville's going to win tonight?
I don't know. I just think their backs are against the wall. So you're going to get their best effort right now, right? So
UCF's better. Whether...
Oh, UCF's better. I have them to win the AAC, but I mean, I really need New Mexico State to hang in there. New Mexico, hang in there, hang in there, New Mexico. Screw Boise, screw them.
All right, I'm in, Joe.
All right, we're getting the ball back with a short field. I might double the meat. 32.5. 32.5 is the total in Boise. 32 and a half in a college football game. Are you kidding me?
I'm not in the mix with that. So, all right, I'm in, Joe. Over 23 in the Rockies and the Diamondbacks. And
Carver,
UCF to win.
All right, so what about over 46 and a half? You don't think we can get two touchdowns?
No, I'm done with that. I'm done with that. I'm out now, Joe. I already made my commitment.
You're playing scared. You're playing scared.
Let me just tell you something. I made my commitment. I'm on UCF to win the game, and that's all I care about. What? How many points you scored doesn't matter to me anymore. Unless you're going to get me over 61 and a half. That's the only way I care about the points.
I might want to take New Mexico on the money line, 1,300. I like them. I'm not sold on this.
I got to tell you, Joe, I'm not sold that New Mexico's even going to score a point tonight. That's what I'm not sold on. Okay.
You're feeling strong. Boss Hoggers. You got the gavel and everything tonight.
Well, let's get the gavel out, Joe, because we do have we got a lot to do, and we don't have a lot of time to do it.
Well, drive the bus already.
So as we continue to bang the gavel with New Mexico, what's the New Mexico live team total, Joe? That's what you should be looking at.
No,
6.5. 6.5 is the live team total. Go ahead, Joe. You feeling strong? You think they get a touchdown tonight?
Are they juicing it to the under?
I want to take the under just for a gas.
See, you really are.
No,
you're
the
like
overs,
my kryptonite. You
the
are.
Over's
you're
minus 164. The over 6.5 is minus 164. The under's plus 120. I'm going to leave it alone, Joe. I got enough going on now with UCF and the Rocky Diamondback game. I'm out on it.
Louisville's driving again for a potential score.
Whatever. That just makes it worse for me. So, hold me.
How do you want to do this puppy tonight?
We're
going to
start with the college. We're going to start with the college. We're going to rip through a lot of the big games. Then we'll give our picks. And then we'll go through all the NFL games, mostly in hour number two, and then give our picks. All right? We're going to do it that way.
So, best bets in college are at the end of the first hour.
Let's hope so, depending on how much we can get through here. Let's try. Because there's a few games that I want to at least get your thoughts on before we go to the picks, okay?
All right.
So let's have some fun here. Let's start with the big game that everybody's waiting for, which is the noon Eastern kickoff in Austin between number one Alabama and the Longhorns of Texas. Of course, everybody's been making a big deal about Sark. I don't really care, Joe. He was there for like a year or two. Who cares that Sark was with Saban for a little while. Here's what matters to me, Joe. I was seeing numbers today with the tickets and the money and all that with Alabama in like the 90% plus range at most books. 90% plus in spread, number of money on the spread, and the number of bets. And this thing hasn't budged off of 20.5 all week.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good number. I mean, at the end, keep in mind that the preseason number was right in the area of about, I think it was 14 when it opened in like February or March when they first established this. It's up 7 points, a full touchdown since that time. I mean, here's the issue. Here's the numbers, okay? Since 2017, Bama on the road or on a neutral field straight up, they're 32-5. That's 865 percent in terms of winning percentage, 864.5 or whatever. Okay, they've won those games by 24.4 points per game. Last year they were 6-2 on the road, won by 18.8 points per game. We know they can run the football. Texas last year, their MO, they couldn't stop the run. So I think Jamar Gibbs has a huge day. I can't see Texas trying to run the football with Bijan Robinson early in this ballgame. If they're going to win or they're going to cover, you need Quinn Ewers to start fast, spread out Alabama, throw post patterns, throw seam patterns to Xavier Worthy and those wide receivers over the top to loosen up the front seven. If they don't do that, it's going to be in lights out. It's going to be a 42-10 game, just the way it was against Matt Corral and Ole Miss. Remember, get your popcorn ready. Remember that? With Lane Kiffin, get your popcorn ready. Yeah, I laid the 14.5 against Lane because he didn't know his ass from his elbow in that game. Because the problem is you cannot throw short to intermediate routes on Alabama. Every coordinator wants to throw short to get the football out because they don't want to worry about the pass rush. That goes right into the strength of the linebackers and secondary. You really want to challenge Bama? Get back 7 yards and have Quinn Ewers chuck it as far as he can or on first and second down, even if it's incomplete. That's how you win. They're going to get blown out.
I do agree. I think that they're going to get blown out, too. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. They're in the fourth quarter at the Bounce House. Cunningham's still running all over the place, Joe. I mean, you got to be well over the total now. I just saw him pick up another first down, but there is some flags on the play. So, considering he had, that's a hold, so that's coming back. But I got to believe, Joe, that that 43-yard touchdown run puts you at least in some breathing room for him, right?
Yeah, it's just Plumlee that's hinging on, like, he's right. Yeah. He's over now,
The problem is not. Yeah, so you can't have any more sacks when UCF gets back on the field.
Right.
UCF needs to hold Louisville to a field goal here somehow, Joe, and keep this a one-score game if they can. Right now, UCF plus 3.5 and live and plus 240 on the money line. Boise 10-0 over New Mexico. There's 2 minutes left in the first half in that one. It's actually back, Joe, right to about the pregame line of 16.5. Total of 30.5. In that game, as we've discussed. Just to give you my thoughts, I feel like, Joe, these are always games that Alabama just, you know, they just punish these teams. Like, I think of all the early season games that they've played against non-conference opponents over the years, and they just, and I know most of those have been neutral sites, but they thump these teams. I mean, USC, Florida State, you know, there's been a... Miami wasn't Miami last year or the year before that that they destroyed. Like, they just these teams never show up in these games. They just don't. And I think you saw last week, Joe, that Alabama, as much as Nick, we took it as like a joke where he was like, last year was a rebuilding year and this team is better. Like, I think he's serious. Like, I think it is that much better. And we'll get to the picks later. There's something I am picking in this game, but it's not going to be a side, Joe, just so you know.
All right.
So,
okay.
We'll discuss that later on. Also, now look, App State off of the wild game with North Carolina at home in Boone now goes to College Station to play Texas A&M, who was, let's be fair, Joe. Look, I know they were playing, what, they play Sam Houston State or something like that last week. They kind of just went through the motions. You know, they nothing too impressive, whatever. They did what they had to do against an FCS team. 18.5, Joe, for the Aggies. You giving App State a little bit of juice here tomorrow?
No. I think emotionally they're drained. They gave up 218 yards on the ground to North Carolina, and the numbers suggest that A&M is the side. They're 13-2 over the last 3 years against non-conference and 10-1 at home in Kyle Field straight up. I'm taking A&M. I took them at 16.5 Sunday night. I think they have a big game on the ground. I think they abuse them.
I think a lot of people, Joe, are going to gravitate to that big number with App State after seeing that game last week. Just, you know, a lot of people, Joe, especially in today's day and age, obviously with everybody having sports books, legal, mobile, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, they probably saw the highlights of the App State game and probably like, wow, look at this team scoring all these points against North Carolina. And I think they're going to look at this big number against Texas A&M and probably try to jump on it. And I don't think that that's going to be a good thing for them, Joe. I'm with you.
I agree.
I'd probably lay. I'm not going to be on this game, but I'd probably lay with Texas A&M if I was going to. Missouri and Kansas State get back together. Remember back in the day they were in the same conference before Mizzou bolted to the SEC. I don't have much feel here, Joe. I really don't ever want to lay 7.5 with Kansas State against anybody, to be quite honest with you.
Martinez versus Brady Cook.
Yeah, that's a tough
I'm taking sell. I'll that's take a, I'll close sell. My eyes and take Cook. I don't love it.
Yeah,
though.
I don't love the game. I know you love Penn State, which has gone up to 27.5 now, Joe. I mean, this thing's touching four touchdowns here now.
All right, I'm happy. I got.
But you said they thumped the MAC teams all the time, right? This is where Franklin likes to play bully ball when the MAC teams come to Happy Valley. So
7-0 since 2014.
Shouldn't be a problem.
31.7 points per game in the last five games. They've won against MAC opponents by 37.6.
But here's I get all that stuff, Joe. But here's the one thing that isn't accounted into all those numbers that you just talked about. How many of those games were a week before they were going on the road to an SEC team?
I believe Ball State was last week, last year when Auburn came to town.
Well, they came to them. I'm saying going on the road to an SEC team, playing one of these games.
I just think it's different.
And Ohio,
Kentucky
has. Well, not only that, I feel like that they have a little bit more stability against a Power 5 team, just the way that they're coached, the way that they play. I would trust them in a spot like this more than, say, you know, a Ball State, you know, somebody like that. That's all I'm saying, Joe. But you're probably right. Penn State will probably crush them because that's what Franklin does at home. Interesting game, Arkansas and South Carolina. Arkansas, everybody pumped up after beating Cincinnati last week. South Carolina did cover at home in their game. I like South Carolina, and 8.5, Joe, I may go with the Gamecocks tomorrow in Fayetteville against Arkansas.
They better be able to run the football. All right, they averaged 2.4 yards per carry, 32 rushes, 74 yards in their week one win. That's not going to get it done against KJ Jefferson. And I'm not sold on Rattler. I honestly think he's pedestrian. I think Arkansas is one of the most physical teams in the West. I think they can go toe-to-toe with teams like Alabama. They proved that last year. I'm taking them laying the 8.5. I know the emotional letdown, but I just think they're for real. Even minus Treylon Burks, they are built in the interior, and that's what matters to me. Play solid third down defense. I'm laying it with Sue Piggy. I just bought the white road jersey of Arkansas, by the way. KJ Jefferson, beautiful.
The white road jersey for Arkansas. You just bought that, huh?
Now,
here's the one thing that I will say. Yeah, they play Missouri State next week. I thought next week was the Texas A&M game. I was going to say, they're getting South Carolina between, you know, after coming off a huge win against a non-conference opponent, but having Missouri State next week, they'll be focused here against South Carolina. Washington State visits Madison to take on the Badgers. Mm-hmm. 17.5 here with a 49.5 total.
Yeah.
Now, I saw a lot of people today, Joe, proclaim that Washington State might not even score a point in Madison tomorrow, that they might get shut out. And I think that that's a little bit too much. I will not go that far. This is not who went in there last week, Illinois State or something like that. This is not Illinois
31
State.
31-0. No.
And I know Washington State isn't the crown jewel of the Pac-12 either, but let's give them a little bit more respect than that. I think that they'll be able to score a couple of points at Wisconsin tomorrow.
I'm with you. And here's the thing. Cam Ward got a little hot last week. I think the way you beat Wisconsin's over the top, I think Washington State has a little bit of a speed advantage. And 17.5, I said it. Paul Christ, terrible in-game manager, and I'm not sold on Paul Graham Mertz. I think he sucks. So give me Wash State, whatever the points are, 17.5, 17. I would lean to Wazoo in that ballgame.
A lot of people, Joe, starting to back Hendon Hooker heading into Pittsburgh tomorrow against the Panthers, who squeaked one out in the backyard brawl last week. 6.5-point road favorites for the Vols.
Yeah, 13-7. Pitt is straight up at home the last 3 years. Tennessee, 4-6 on the road the last 2 years. I think the defense for Pitt bounces back in a big way. A big way. I think they play more zone, force Hendon Hooker to work down the field. And I like Pittsburgh as a home dog. They don't have to win, just lose by 6 or less. And I think they could do that tomorrow. I'm not sold on the defensive front 7 of Tennessee.
How ugly is Iowa and Iowa State going to be? God, that's a tough game, man. That's a tough game.
You need guts to bet that game. 6 straight. Iowa's won 6 straight by 12.8 points
and
per game.
And let me tell you, people probably look at that and go, college football game, 39.5? I don't think they can make that number low enough, Joe, with those two teams. You're probably going to go Couture. You're going to go the over. I can see it already.
I have no desire. How about this? I like Iowa State with Hunter Deckers. I like Xavier Hutchinson. I like Jahreel Brock, the running back of Iowa State. I think they're under the radar this year, and I think Campbell is dangerous when he's under the radar in that. So you're giving me +3.5, +4 on the road. I know it's a rivalry, and they haven't stepped up, but I like Iowa State in the spot. I think Iowa's overrated.
I like the under. Kentucky now getting 5.5 at the Swamp against Florida. Obviously, Richardson last week was tremendous. Kentucky has had an awful history at Florida until about 3 years ago, where now they've actually won a couple games against the Gators. Stoops come in there and has gotten some stability with Kentucky. I kind of like Kentucky getting the points here, Joe.
Like them outright. I already took them. +5.5, like them on the money line. I think they're the more disciplined team. I think their quarterback is better in the pocket than Richardson is. Not to take away in terms of what he did last week, but Mark Stoops is a defensive-minded head coach. He's always got a game plan to neutralize the opposing offense. Did it last year against Georgia, right? Cover that number. He covers against a better competition. So, and they've covered 5 straight against the Gators. I like them as a road dog, +5.5. And I already have them on the money line, +184, took them in a parlay.
I think it's a very tricky spot for my Roadrunners going up to Army tomorrow afternoon, Joe, for that high noon kickoff. They're 2.5-point road favorites coming off of a very emotional loss at home to Houston. I feel like this is a real good spot for Army, Joe. I just do.
I'm conflicted because I was on Coastal last week, and I think Army's overrated, meaning I don't think it's the same Army team. You know, they can't run it the way they used to. I would lean to UTSA, but I don't love it.
Hard for me to go away from my Roadrunners. It just seems like a very, very difficult spot for them. All right, we got more games to run through, then we'll give you some picks. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. I hope they take this targeting off the board, Joe.
That was a terrible call. Come on.
He looked like shoulder.
What are we doing, Carver? What are we doing?
But I feel like now, because of how they've set this up with all the reviews, that I think that these refs just throw the flag with anything that even looks like a big hit, just so, because they know they're just going to go review it and they can take it off the board. So hopefully this one comes off the board, because I believe that was a third down play there, Joe, and I believe that Louisville would be punting the football away if this is not a penalty. I may be wrong on the down, but Cunningham tried to go deep, and he missed, and the kid dropped it.
How does the kid drop it, though? How does he drop
it? Well, he's scared. Like, he saw 14 coming, and he was going to take his head off, but he ended up getting him with a shoulder. So that's just not wanting to get crushed, I think, Joe, although he got popped pretty good anyway. All right, let's go. USC and Stanford, 7:30 p.m. East kick in Palo Alto. USC, the mighty Trojans, laying 8.5, 66.5 is the total. I know that in the past, Joe, this early season Stanford game has been tricky for USC. But Stanford sucks, Joe. Let's just call it like it is.
They were 2-7 in the Pac-12 last year and lost by 19 points per game. They had one of the worst rush defenses in all of college football, 235 per game last year, right? And they allowed 159 on the ground to Colgate. Colgate! Okay? I mean, come on. Caleb Williams, Travis Dye, Austin Jones all day. They're going to run at will. They have no identity. And David Shaw might be on the outside looking in for a job. 11-19 the last 3 years straight up. Make it 12-19 they won against Colgate.
They did take that targeting penalty off the board, good, Joe. So they reviewed it. And I was wrong. It was second, not third down. So Louisville still has the ball. 3rd and 7. 7.5 minutes to go in the fourth. A big third down for the UCF defense. Hartman is back for Wake Forest. We saw the line blow up when that came in. Now 13.5 as they take on your Vanderbilt Commodores in Nashville. I don't know, Joe. I don't know what to think. Is the kid going to be sharp even? I mean, he hasn't been playing or practicing or doing anything, right? I mean, this...
No. This line, you're giving me 7 points from when it opened on Sunday night. We're going to hit him. Yeah, I'm glad he's... Let me just say for the record, glad he's healthy. Hit him high. Hit him low. Hit him. Hit him. This is the first time Vandy's 2-0 since 2018. And that was the weakness. I'll just say this. Vandy rushing for 291, granted, against Hawaii and Elon, which both suck. I get that. But the weakness of Wake last year was run support, giving up 195. We're going to run it. Yeah. Well, Michael Wright has a big day. They cover. And they might win. If they win, I want props over the 2.5.
Sure. I'll talk about this one when we go because that's one of my picks. Two teams that struggled offensively against each other, Joe. I'll put this as a combo meal. Now get to play some lesser competition at home. Ohio State laying 44.5 to Arkansas State. Notre Dame laying 20.5 to Marshall. I, of course, Joe, would like to see a little bit more of an offensive effort out of Tyler Buckner tomorrow with Marshall showing up to South Bend. That's for sure, Joe.
Well, I tell you this. Henry Columbia, the kid could throw. So I like the over in that Marshall game. In Notre
Dame. Only 50 and a half.
So I lean to Marshall with the points and the over, but I'll just say Arkansas State had the worst rushing defense in all of college football last year, giving up almost 250 yards per game.
That's a tough scene for them. That's going to be ugly tomorrow. I'll say this about that Notre Dame total. You're right, and here's what I want from Notre Dame tomorrow. I want at least 40 after last week. I want to see that offense against – and look, you can tell me all you want about the dopey quarterback on Marshall. Notre Dame better score points on that Marshall defense, Joe, at home. They
Judge
better.
Wants points. Judge wants points.
So let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Houston getting 3.5 in Lubbock against the Red Raiders, Joe. I know you like Texas Tech. I know you do. I know but you don't like the line. I know that. You don't like the line.
How do you know me so well? Last year, Texas Tech was a dog, and they wound up covering this number. Remember, they trailed 21-7,
yes.
21-10 at halftime. They won that ball game. Second half going away. Turnovers, Rico Jeffers and the crew. I will say this. This number does scare me. 80% of the public all of a sudden is buying into Texas Tech. It kills me when the media killed them at 5.5 win total. They were picked dead last in the Big 12, right above Kansas. And now, because Lisi picks them, they're all on the hype train after they
now they're suddenly going to beat the team that's favored to win the American that's coming into their conference next week, year. Very fishy, Joe.
I'm going to go with Texas Tech out of principle, but I'm not betting this game in any capacity because I want the Red Raiders to win desperately, so I can't bet it.
All right, I'm
rooting for the win total.
Let me fire through a few more here really fast. Illinois beat Virginia, or who? Virginia beat Illinois last year.
Killed
who won
them
that
last
game
year.
Killed them last year.
42-14
in Charlottesville, right? They killed them last year. Now they go to Champaign. -3.5 for Illinois. Yeah. I could see myself grabbing the 3.5 with Virginia tomorrow.
I'm on it. I got it at 4.5.
Michigan State's going to pound Akron. Macron was they almost lost last week, Joe. 34.5. Let me tell you, I think Kansas getting almost 2 touchdowns in Morgantown. Little letdown for the Mountaineers after losing that tough rivalry game. Kansas has been, as we know, now they started becoming a little more spunky. 13.5, that could talk to me tomorrow, Joe. Not going to lie.
Yeah, they lost this game. They covered last year. They lost by 6 to West Virginia, didn't they?
Yeah.
34-28 or something like that?
Something silly. Yeah.
I don't buy into Daniels. I think Daniels sucks. I hate to say that, but I do. I don't think he's all that.
What do we like for Arizona State and Oklahoma State at Stillwater tomorrow?
We're going to lay it,
but 11.5.
They're wearing the white helmets with, I think, the black jerseys.
You sent the helmet to me.
Why is that a problem?
Because I know how pumped up you get about the uniforms. You sent me the white helmets. They might wear the orange tops with those, Joe.
I just has a feeling like they're going to wear the black.
All right.
I just think it. Anyway, I think that they should win this. I'm not sold on Herm. I'm not sold on Emory Jones. I don't know about the total, but they should roll them by like 20 plus.
The Fighting Blewitts in Charlotte, in Blacksburg against Virginia Tech.
You want me to tell it now? I'm afraid to.
Are you picking that game?
Yeah.
Then wait for it. If you're picking the game, we'll wait for it.
Crypto play.
51.5 for Michigan. God, we talked about this a little bit last night.
Close our eyes and take Hawaii? You want to close our eyes and take...
No, not with the way I've seen them play the last 2 weeks. I don't want any part of Hawaii.
I can't bet that game in any
capacity. It's Michigan or pass for me. Maybe under 67.5. Maybe the under. I don't know.
Under?
Yeah.
They scored 51 last week.
Yeah, but I don't think Hawaii's going to score, Joe. I don't think they're going to score. I think that's like a 0 or a 7, maybe at the most 10 for Hawaii tomorrow. That's it. Now we have 3 games in the late night bailout blowout window, Joe.
Mm.
The Beavers into Fresno State. Pick'em game. 60.5 total. Beavers coming off the big win over Boise. Can they beat the other team in the Mountain West, this time on the road? It's a very fun game.
One thing that travels well, the ability to run the football and play defense, that's what the Beavers do. I already have their road uniform, too. Bought the road jersey as well. I'm all in on the Beavers. Oh, they hit the kicker.
Game number two. Oh, did they? You got to be kidding me here.
Come on,
Gus. Oh, jeez. I mean, Gus, how undisciplined.
That's a running into the kick. It's not a roughing, is it? It's a roughing? It can't be a roughing. 5 yards. Are you kidding me? Guy took a flop.
Yeah, this is disgraceful, Joe. Game number two of the bailout blowout late night slate. BYU in Provo against Baylor. Baylor beat them in Waco last year. -2.5 for BYU, who's going to be missing two of their best receivers,
yeah,
right, Joe?
That's a short play.
That's a problem. Oh, what do we got?
I'm hearing through the Vegas and New Jersey contingency, this potentially is the hot play of the weekend.
What, Baylor?
I'm hearing the Baylor. So I'm on BYU.
I'm on Baylor.
All right, so all the sharps and you are on Baylor, down from 3.5 to 2.5. They abused him last year, rushed for over 300, but I think Jaren Hall is the better quarterback. Chapin's not as mobile as Bohannon, and I don't care that wide receivers are out for BYU. It's not like we're talking elite wide receivers, Romney and the other wide receiver. We're talking pedestrian. So at the end of the day, I think BYU wins it in the interior.
All right, they called that a running into the kicker, Joe. So it's only 5 yards, and it's still fourth down. So fourth and four. Only a 5-yard penalty, and Gus just basically looked at his entire team and said, don't even run past the line of scrimmage. Let him kick the ball, please. Stop. The third game of the great bailout blowout late night slate is actually an 11 p.m. Eastern kick in Tucson with Mike Leach heading west with his Bulldogs, -10.5, 57.5 the total. Arizona, of course, coming off a win on the road at the Aztecs of San Diego State last week, an upset win for Arizona.
I'm going to take the over in a big way. I love the over, 57.5. I just see Mike Leach. I see Will Rogers thrown for 60 attempts in this ballgame.
Yep, I do too.
I'm not sold on Arizona. Can we pump the brakes? Brady Hoke and Braxton Burmeister sucks too.
This game is a pick for me, Joe. So
I'm going, I would lean Miss State, but I like the over more.
You like the over more, huh? I'm not going to get into the picks right now, only because there's a minute left in the segment. Top of the hour. Let me find you one or two more that I didn't touch on. Oklahoma's laying 34.5 against Kent State. Yeah, stay away.
Nebraska? What about Nebraska?
Yeah. God, they've looked so bad.
They got a look ahead.
23.5. A look ahead. Every week is a look ahead.
I know.
Nebraska shouldn't be looking ahead to anybody.
I agree.
I mean, God,
how about this ECU ODU game?
That's an interesting game.
I like Old Dominion a little bit. I don't know.
How about Colorado getting 17.5?
I like Colorado. That could be a crypto play, too. I like Colorado.
A crypto play. Everybody loves the bookworm game, too, of Duke against Northwestern tomorrow.
What do they like in that?
That's a great question, Joe. It looks like it's about split. A little bit more to Duke than Northwestern. getting the 10.5. Didn't Duke crush him last year in Durham?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember I was on Northwestern in that game.
Remember you were cursing?
Yeah, that was...
I couldn't even get your attention for half the game.
Yeah, that was bad. That was real bad. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. How does Louisville stuff? They're going for it on four. Oh, he didn't get it. Give UCF the ball, Joe. Let's go. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. All right, Joe, UCF is inside the 10, second and goal for them. Down 20-14. Louisville gave him a gift as we were going to the last break, going for it on fourth down. The kid dropped the ball, which gave UCF the rock at midfield, and they have been moving here. Meanwhile, they're at halftime in Albuquerque. Boise with a 10-0 lead on New Mexico. What was that play call, Joe? What was UCF doing on third down there, Joe? What was that? Did you see that nonsense?
Isaiah Bowser.
Yeah. What was he going for?
Is the Gus bus going? The Gus bus?
You got to go for it, Joe. You got to go.
What is he doing?
What do you want to do here? Make it a three? You want to make it a 3-point game?
No.
No, you can't do that.
What do you do? Don't throw it. I don't know. Roll him out. Roll him out.
Oh, you're ahead.
Comanche. Comanche. Picked. Caught. Oh.
Look at picked, caught. What is this, Joe? What do you got for me?
Look at the play. Look at the play. Look at this.
I don't know what this is going to be.
He caught it midair. And then he... What do you mean?
Here's what I know, Joe. They didn't score, so screw him. All right.
Yeah, but the kid had the ball.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He didn't keep it. He didn't... Now Louisville had it. The kid from Louisville clearly caught it.
Yeah, but the UCF receiver had it midair. Look, he rips it away from him.
Okay, so it's Louisville's ball. He ripped it away from him. He's got to...
You got to have
his feet have to hit the ground.
I know the rule, guy. I know.
Took it from him. It's a good play. All right, we got another hour to go. We'll do the college picks right at the top, and then we will get into NFL week number one. A lot more to do. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.